The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Mathematicians will sometimes tell you that their discipline is akin to art and poetry. Like artists and poets, mathematicians have a hard time saying what it is they do, but they sure do know it when they see it. One thing that does set math apart, however, is that you can get actual jobs doing it. One of the peculiar things about math is that it lives in the imagination and has tentacles in the here and now. The tangible, visible things one might do while doing math, writing stuff down, drawing pictures, assembling objects, all that supports the real deal, which is a mental activity. An activity involving patterns and the laws of physics. Or would it be the laws of the universe? Or the laws of the mind? It's hard to get a mathematician to tell you. They'd usually rather do math than talk about it to people who don't do it. There is general agreement on where math came from and how it progressed. First, counting got started, 1, 2, 3, and so on, leaving its early evidence in notched bones and Sumerian tablets. The Greeks experimented with geometry. Thinking about proportion put numbers in relation to one another, 9/10, 2/3, and that's how we got fractions. Someone had to invent negative numbers to deal with certain commercial transactions and gambling debts. The Arabs invented zero to keep the positives and negatives from crashing into each other. Somebody worked out how to translate numbers into geometry and geometry into numbers. Somebody looked for the square root of negative one and couldn't find it, so they invented the imaginary numbers so the square root of negative one could exist. Then somebody worked out how to turn logic into numbers and numbers into logic. Then it was possible to use numbers and logic to prove that there will always be reasonable questions that numbers and logic can't answer. Then came the machines, light-speed jungle gyms of numbers and logic so fast that they seem more capable than us. How much does it matter that we insert these machines between ourselves and the rest of the world? Let's back up to the beginning for a minute, to when counting got started. Somewhere, sometime, for some folks, but not for everyone. Counting doesn't seem to come with being human the way language does, for example. Every human society uses language, and everybody's language is equally complex. Some societies, however, do not count, never figured out how, never learned it from someone else. Doesn't that make you want to know about the intellectual life of these non-counting cultures? What it's like when mind power isn't fettered to the rhythms and structures that grow out of counting? You'll get laughed off the stage with that question. What's to learn from a few island pockets of loser cultures where life is brutish and short? And yet, there is the possibility of a shimmering net, a sort of mycelium spreading out over our collective minds from a spore of counting. It would be tricky to see out from under that. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.